Finkelsteins or Eickhoffs? Finkelsteins or Eickhoffs? Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today I want to talk briefly about an eponymous clinical test that I've just realised I've been misnaming, and also to talk about how it has made me realise the benefit of CPD. De Quervain's tenosynovitis involves the first dorsal compartment of the wrist, which contains extensor pollicis brevis and abductor pollicis longus. It presents quite often through urgent care, even though it is a gradual onset condition, with patients complaining of radial-sided wrist pain, often worse with gripping. There's often a history of overuse or repetition. Racket sports and golf are common causes, although I have found it mostly in people using hammers and power tools repetitively. It can be post-traumatic, and so one consideration for the Kiwi-based clinician is whether this comes under ACC or not. Now, you'll usually find patients to have pain over the dorsal compartment, and often swelling, and it's usually the dominant wrist, and it's apparently more common in women. Treatment is usually conservative, with rest, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and splinting being the first port of call. Your friendly local hand therapist is best placed to manage these, and occasionally steroidal injections are used, and there are some surgical options as well. For those of you who like an eponym, Fitz de Quervain was a Swiss surgeon who named the condition in 1895, although actually his main area of interest was thyroiditis. Now, I glossed over something there during the brief rundown, and that is the provocative tests used to help diagnose de Quervain's. Ever since I was shown this at medical school, I've always asked the patient to grasp their thumb and ulna deviate their wrist. Provocation of pain at the first radial compartment suggested de Quervain's, and I was told that this was called Finkelstein's test. In fact, I've only just learned that Finkelstein's involves the examiner holding the thumb while the hand is abducted. The grasping of the thumb is actually called the Eickhoff manoeuvre. It is apparently quite common that these two provocative tests are mixed up. But unlike, say, the Simmons-Thompson test for Achilles rupture, there are actual differences between these two tests. So while I initially sat down to review de Quervain's to see what clinical pearls I could find, what I'm actually taking from this reflection is the importance of CPD. As you all know, the C in CPD stands for continuing. Our professional development should continue throughout our professional lives. This not only means learning newly developed concepts, new drugs or techniques, or novel viruses even, but it should also mean relearning what we thought we already knew. In this case, it was only by revising something I had considered learned and assigned to my memory banks at med school that I discovered I'd been misnaming this test. Now, at least it was still a recognised test for the condition I was diagnosing, but it made me realise that we must always revisit old topics to check that nothing has changed, to see what is new, what is different. I convene a course at Auckland University that involves fifth-year medical students, and I'm always amazed at their knowledge base and their eagerness to learn. But there's one thing that consistently comes up in feedback, and which I try to address with each cohort. They will often say something along the lines of, "We've already covered this topic in fourth year." And I think that, particularly when learning things for the first time, and learning from a set curriculum, there is a desire to tick something off and consider it done. Therefore, why waste time doing it again? But I think that students nearing the end of their medical school training need to know that this is just the beginning, and it is a lifelong journey of learning, forgetting, relearning, and rediscovering things. The concept of learning something once in your 20s and never needing to cover it again is false. Sometimes we need to revise and practice things on a regular basis because they're important yet underused techniques, like our annual recess training. Much like a pilot needs to regularly practice emergency procedures and maintain their currency on normal landings, so too we must maintain our knowledge of dealing with a cardiac arrest. But we should also make sure we look at what we do in the mundane daily practice and check that it is still the best way to do something. It may be you review and reflect and find that you are still, 20, 30 or 40 years later, doing things in a way that meet current guidelines and evidence. And this is a beneficial process and very much a feature of CPD. But sometimes you may realise you have been calling a test the wrong name because someone once taught you it wrong way back at the start of your medical journey. Now, in relation to de Quervain's, Ortho Bullets, as always, is worth a review, so check out their website so you can refresh your knowledge of this condition. And if you have any comments, questions, corrections or suggestions, email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz. Now we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then. But for now, thanks for listening.